Ladies and gentlemen, how are we all?
Hello, Brussels. I'm Rob from the improv hip-hop comedy group Abandoman, and I am coming to see you Tuesday to improvise songs and create hip-hop and general music madness.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try a little something tonight. We're going to try and write the most beautiful musical we can in 4 minutes. Now, we need a little bit of help from you. First thing we'd like you to do is everybody in this room, take out the oddest thing you can find in your pockets, in your purses. Just take it out. Take it out. Oddest thing you can find, take it out. Every single person.
So is this rap improv, improv rap, or what?
It's both. It's very silly. There's a lot of up-tempo stuff. There's a lot of kind of tongue-in-cheek sad stuff. I think the key thing is it's very funny, but it's also performed by someone who's been rapping for a long time. So I think the standard of hip-hop is it's a good standard, but it's definitely rap and improv at the same time. That's the show.
Anything that we touch has to go in a rhyme. This is my show, now blow the whistle. As a child, all I did was count the schnitzels. That's right, you know, I did it insane, yo, and then count all the numbers in the rainbow. Don't you know?
Now, a lot of your performance has to do with audience participation.
Yes.
What do you prefer, a large or a small arena? What does it make a difference?
For me, I love the venues where they're quite tight. I love when everyone's on top of you. And I think that's because the vibe grows much quicker.
Yes, you know, when I was just a young fella, I want to be Rihanna with this umbrella. But I decided, yes, no doubt you see that I could do better and do some accountancy.
What's the secret to being funny?
That feels like this could all go wrong. And I think in a way that's what audiences pick up, because obviously if I miss a rhythm or if I miss a rhyme, you know, the show kind of falls down. So I think there's that exhilaration, and I think the show's very much about celebrating people. And in terms of being funny, I think stress is a great thing.
So decided that I'd be good, forgetting the life of the Tiger Woods. Instead, don't you know, I did something drastic. I went to a Shakespearean play named Hamlet.
Have you played Belgium before?
No, first time. I'm super excited.
First time, okay, well, that should be interesting for you. We know that we are the capital of surrealism, so
yeah.
Enjoy that.
I will encourage the people of Brussels to investigate Irish hip-hop. Come to the show.
It's Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at the TTO, and it's www.ffact.be.